I've been staying in Finland for almost 4 months. I think the fifth month is going on. And before that, I was living in Mogadishu, where I have been working as a New York Times correspondent for the last 10 years. And also I've been the Union Chief of Somalia from May 2011 to May 2016. So in a way, I'm a journalist, I'm a trade unionist, I'm activist, all these things. So most probably, besides my work as a journalist, I've been campaigning an impunity against the journalists, because most of the biggest problem the Somali journalists have was the impunity, that the journalists get killed, so the authorities is not investigating the matter, and the killers are enjoying full impunity. That, you know, has increased the risk of the journalists in Somalia. And I've been campaigning for that, the end of impunity against the media professionals, for the last 5 years.
What are your plans to do in Finland?
In Finland, it is a new beginning, and also I'm trying to cope with the situation, learn Finnish language, and before that, try to integrate it to the Finnish media. And so far, I'm voluntarily staying with the Finnish Peace Committee in Helsinki, and so I'm working with them on a voluntary basis. I'm trying, at least, you know, without sitting, you know, meaningless. And I've decided, you know, to practice my profession, and they are actually very good duties. They, you know, told me that they will translate my articles into Finnish, which is a little bit encouraging, and thanks to them. My plan is, you know, to work as a journalist, and second, to write a memo about Somalia, my experience as a journalist in Somalia. And the other thing is that I love working as a journalist, and I've been working for the last 18 years in Somalia, working for various media, you know, organizations. The situation gets worse when the threats are not only limited to you, but also affects your family as well. Because if you are working, you receive salary, and your family is living in a very good condition. So, but if, you know, the threat is go beyond yourself and just to go to your family, that is the biggest problem, which every person has to take very seriously and should consider it, you know, that is a real threat. So, but working as a journalist in Somalia is that only it has that problem, that, you know, you may never know who your killers are.